Hare Krishna. The destructibility of the body is not a license for its wanton destruction. Some people ask, the Bhagavad Gita says that the body is anyway destructible, the soul is indestructible. But therefore, there is nothing wrong in killing the body. So, isn't this sort of teaching a license for indiscriminate violence? Answer, no, not at all. Because the Bhagavad Gita's call for war is based not on the destructibility of the body, but the necessity of dharma, the necessity of violence, sometimes for the protection of dharma. And the determination, the level-headedness to not sentimentality deviate one from the path of dharma. Let's consider an example to understand this. The argument that anyway the body is going to die, so there's nothing wrong in killing it, is like a surgeon saying there's nothing wrong in cutting the body of a patient because already the patient is in pain. Now, what makes the pain, what makes cutting the body acceptable is not the pre-existence of pain in the patient, but the possibility of a process that will free the patient of pain, even if it immediately increases the pain a little bit. So essentially, this surgery, though it seems like violence, is actually benevolence because it cures the patient. So now this patient metaphor can be understood at two levels. At one level, society itself is like a body, the social body, we say often. So now the social body had an infected limb, that was the Kauravas. And that limb was not just one small limb, it had gained prominence as the ruler of society. And they were infected by, the Kauravas were infected by envy and greed. And they had viciously and deceptively cheated the Pandavas of their kingdom, dishonored their wife, and overall inflicted many miseries on them. And the Kauravas were adharmic rulers. And under their rule, if you know that if one limb of the body is infected, then that infection often spreads to the other limbs of the body unless it is checked. And if the heads of state are infected by envy and greed, then that infection will rapidly spread through the rest of society. Because people will emulate their leaders. So, therefore, now for the protection of society from this infection of lust, of envy and greed, it was necessary that this particular limb be healed. So initially, before the Mahabharata war, there were elaborate peace negotiations, and the Kauravas rejected all the peace negotiations. So summary rejection of the peace negotiations, even when those negotiations were offered in the most accommodating terms, this is similar to the limb being so diseased as to not be amenable to any treatment. So thereafter, then the only treatment is, we can't save that limb, we amputate the limb so that the remaining body can be saved. So similarly, the Kauravas had to become like an amputated limb from society. They had to be amputated from the rest of society to protect society from being misled by adharmic rulers. So this surgery is not just at a social level, it's also at an individual level. The Kauravas themselves are ultimately pure souls, but they are infected by anarthas, by envy, greed and such anarthas. So by giving them their sinful reactions as righteous kshatriyas, they would suffer for the sinful reactions of their misdeeds, and thereby they will be freed from the sinful body, and they will move onwards in their spiritual evolution in some other body. So now Arjuna's suddenly becoming sentimental and hesitating to fight at the start of the war was like as akin to a surgeon's sudden developing cold feet at the thought of just before the surgery, at the, because of thinking of the blood and the gore that will all be seen and will spread during the surgery. Now the surgeon is meant to stay cool and composed and do the duty of surgery, because that's what is required, that's what is the duty. So similarly, Arjuna was not meant to become sentimental like this. And that's why when Krishna calls upon Arjuna, he says that right in the beginning, Arjuna, how have you let such unmanly weakness come upon you? Kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam anarijushtamaswargyam akhirtikaram Arjuna. This is a moment of crisis, this is a moment of very great importance, and you should not become weak like this. So this is like a surgeon, for the moment of surgery is a testing point for a surgeon. That's what the whole career has been developed for, and at that time the surgeon becomes weak-minded, then the surgeon actually loses the whole purpose of his training and his life. So Krishna tells Arjuna, why are you becoming sentimental like this? Don't give in to this weakness. And then he says after that, now after hearing the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna becomes consoled, and the Bhagavad Gita's philosophy is not simply that we kill because the body is destructible. Because even in the Mahabharata, before the Kurukshetra war, there are elaborate ethical discussions, and none of them simplistically rationalize violence in the name of the destructibility of the body. And even at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, what Arjuna agrees to is not just killing because the body is destructible. He agrees because he actually agrees not just to fight, but more generically to do Krishna's will. In 18.73 he says, Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. That means he understands Krishna's master plan for protecting dharma, and he agrees to play his role in protecting dharma. So even if that role involves violence, and even if it involves violence against one's relatives. So the Bhagavad Gita is definitely not a license for indiscriminate violence. Its teaching is to to prevent sentimentality from interfering and jeopardizing and wrecking the path of duty. Thank you. Hare Krishna.